The allegorization is evident in the Babel-Pentecost pair. Before Babel, the whole world had one language and a common speech. The whole world had one language and a common speech. But due to their hubris, God decides to intervene. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so that they will not understand each other. This dispersion turns the other into a linguistic hostis, the stranger to fear, because they do not speak our language, which is the home we inhabit. We have a work from the Babel series by the artist Hanouz Hanouz, presenting a renewed vision of the biblical myth, inspired by the geometry of the great Babylonian ziggurat called Etzemenanki by its builders. Hanouz is neither alien to his time nor his Arab origins. His works harmoniously fuse the poetry of the West and the East, from which he draws as a primary source of inspiration. In the 21st century, he offers his particular vision of Babel, based on a pictorial series reflecting on his native Iraq and the exceptional Mesopotamian heritage. Pentecost does not mean returning to that original language, but the restoration of the possibility of understanding each other again. Everyone hears the other speaking in their own language. The hostess, the stranger, is transformed, and each of us becomes hospes, a guest. Hearing one's own language in a foreign country is one of the clearest signs of hospitality. We pause for a moment before the relief attributed to Juan Picardo depicting Pentecost, belonging to the parish church of San Juan de la Vera Cruz in Aranda de Duero, Burgos. In a square format, high and medium reliefs are combined to create a scene devoid of spatial-temporal references, except for the seat on which the Virgin rests, dominated by her presence. Mary centers and dominates the composition with her powerful anatomy and her arms open in a serene yet expectant attitude, emphasized by her upward gaze, while an open book rests on her lap, supported by her knees' separation. The mother of Jesus is surrounded by the apostles, symmetrically distributed and ordered in three registers. The male figures attract attention for their smaller dimensions, dynamic and nervous attitudes, as conveyed by their different postures and gestures, individualized faces, and detailed work on their hair and beards, gaining prominence for their plasticity. Flames of fire flicker above their heads, and at the upper point of the central axis, the dove of the Holy Spirit spreads its wings.